ברז.
מה יוצא את זימנסה? מוחד מה יוצא את זימנסה? מתקעה שברסה יוצא פרקלוטי, פרקלוטי דם יוצא. The faculty which drags you down.
Because you are trained as a fighter.
Svese karne veda samsa din nartena.
Our one of the mission is to re-establish the division of the society according to...
But sir, even without we dividing them, society is, if you tell the truth, nature has divided it.
No, no, nature has divided, but we are taking the post of some position without qualification.
Mm, yes. That is what you say, that the Shudras have come in possession of the power and government.
Yeah.
They are real Shudras. They have got no that quality of governing.
What can be done? There is no Kshatriya.
They, you see, they govern for themselves. They are not for people. Laws.
There is no Brahmana in the society.
If they are there, you know, they are not heard of.
No, they are, just like we are creating this Brahmana all over the world. Not many, but some of them. There is at least one ideal class. But the modern societies, they do not want Brahman. Neither anyone is interested to become a Brahman. That is animal society. You cannot ask a dog, please come here, I shall train you as a Brahman. That is not possible.
Our mixing up with the Western type of society is in
Western. Eastern, we don't speak.
We are actually imbibed that spirit of social, I mean, arrangement or management. Otherwise, up to the other day, we were well, I mean, classified social orders. After doing last 50 and 100 years, perhaps, we have lost our real mind.
It is necessary in any society. All classes of man must be there. Then it will be in order.
The classes are complementary to each other. That is right.
Hmm?
Classes are complementary.
Yes.
The highest evolved man, the brain trust of the country, has got to be poor and has to be protected by other men. That is the highest. Otherwise, if a man with a brain becomes rascal, that is what is happening today.
They are called duskriti.
Hmm.
They have got merit, they have got merit, but engaged in sinful activity. That is called duskriti. Kriti means meritorious. So duskriti, they are now, the education is there, but their brain is misused. That is called duskriti. That's why they do not believe in God. Big, big men, they are nirakarvas.
This kind of education is no education at all. The education that was really imparted by Vishnu.
Education, and this is craftsmanship.
I had an opportunity to speak on education in the University of Bombay as a member of the Senate. And all the members of the Senate and syndicate said, well, we could not help it because we have been so, it has been so planned by the government. This is not the education that we need. We are just giving them, instruction how to read and write. The real education is the education of the mind by which you can discriminate what is right from the wrong and follow the right. That is what was the education given by the ancient Buddhists. Modern universities are humbug things to me. The way I observed the University of Bombay working for 10 years as I am a member of the Senate is humbug. The curriculum is humbug. Management is humbug, everything. Mode of examination is also like that.
Mm-hmm. Because they are not conducted by really educated.
The education that has been actually put in practice in India by Macaulay was just to prepare people to run their institutions.
That is Giriraj.
Giriraj.
Can I call him? He said, Giriraj, that there is some declaration by Vinoba Bhave that I am now going to retire.
You?
Vinoba.
Vinoba retired.
Come to this, and now I shall endeavor for moksha. So, that means till now he was not on the liberation platform.
Yes, he is Vinobaji, really a Brahmin.
Yes, really I know that.
Truly a Brahmin.
That may be. Brahman is Satogun. That may be. But that does not mean liberation. There is knowledge. At least he understands what is liberation and what is not.
Knowledge put in practice is, I mean, vijnan. Jnana, vijnana, sir.
So, if he is trying for becoming liberated, it is understood that he was not liberated.
He must have been disillusioned by all this. He has really done work in this way that anybody could be disillusioned.
Now, our point is that if you are not liberated, how you can become leader? Yes. That
is cheating. There is no adhyatmita here. The political, socio-political, you can call it some, I don't know the term.
Our point is that if you do not get knowledge, a liberated person, that knowledge is easy. That is cheating. It is very easy. Just like a child, if he takes your direction, he is liberated. And if he acts according to his childish nature, then his condition. If you take Krishna's instruction, then you are liberated. If you manufacture your own idea, then you are conditioned. Two things. Child is not actually liberated, he is child. But because he takes blindly the direction of the father, he is liberated. That is Mami Bhaja Prabhupada. Anyone who has surrendered to Krishna and strictly follows Krishna's word, then he is liberated. Otherwise not. If he manufactures idea, then he is conditioned.
This is what Sarvadharman Paritya said.
Yes. And it is very easy. Henceforward, I shall simply follow what Krishna says. That's all. You become the way. It is 1 minute's task, simply to decide. No more my concoction, my imagination. Then he is the way.
But this decision, all these things, is done by the mind, which has got all
mind
the
mind may be.
Vasanas
of the past births. If I ask the mind that you cannot do anything except for Krishna's sake, then you are liberated. Very easy. We are doing this. Eh? We are not liberated. I am not liberated. But I am presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. That's all. That's my vision.
You mean Sveshya Karmani Avedatam Sikyam Bhavatam. That is your duty you have to take on. That is what you do, as you say.
Yeah. that verse is very important. Mami was a perfect dancer, Maya was a perfect dancer. As soon as you become fully surrendered to Krishna, you are liberated. Not that liberated means one has to grow four hands and eight legs, no. Simply you have to change the consciousness. Henceforward, I shall act only as directed by Krishna. That's all. You are liberated. It is one
means. How you get that direction? Huh? Moment by moment, hour by hour.
By his representative, by his words, they are present. What is it difficult to get his direction? But one who has seen, one who has understood Krishna, take direction from him. He is my representative. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. If you get a right guru, then you are liberated. If you follow the direction, if you want to please him, just a prasada, bhagavat, then you are liberated. Otherwise, what is the meaning of this? Mami was a prabodha. There is no need of waiting for liberation. As soon as one surrenders to me, he is immediately above the platform of Maya. Ahankara sarva papim bhava moksha. Hare Krishna. So what was the Vinoba Bhave's statement published in the paper?
That he's not going to give any more public lectures, and he's not going to give any more advice to any institution.
But now he's thinking that is useless. Otherwise, why say like that? And moksha is going to drive for moksha.
Yes, he's saying that by reducing these activities, he wants to get moksha.
Sure. Our point is that if he was not on the platform of moksha, liberation, why did he waste his time by spoiling himself and by spoiling others? Now he has come to his senses, that is good, but it is to be understood that he simply spoiled his time and spoiled others' career by misleading them. Thus, without being liberated, nobody can guide anyone. That is useless. That is andhādathānda irupuniyamāna. If you have no eyes, then how can you lead others? If you are blind and they are blind, then what is the use of becoming their leaders? Actually, all the so-called leaders and scholars, they are blind themselves and they have become big, big leaders. That is the misfortune of the present world. And therefore, our proposition is, you take direction from Krishna and his representative. That is helpful. Try to understand this point. Our system, parampara system, is that I am just like disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. I don't say that I am liberated. I am conditioned. But because I am following the instruction of Bhakti Siddhanta, I am liberated. This is the distinction between condition and liberation. when one is under the direction of a liberated person, the same thing, electricity. The copper is not electricity, but when it is charged with electricity, if it is touched, there is electricity. And similarly, this parampara system, the electricity is going through. If you cut the parampara system, then there is no electricity. Therefore it is stressed so on. Sakalena mahata jovanasta parampara. The electricity is lost. These people, they do not know. Now, at the fag end of life, they are thinking, intelligent person, what I have done actually. If one has sense, he should come to this understanding. By cutting some, dead trees, the civil disobedience began by cutting dead trees, is it not? Abhinava Bhavani, he began his leadership 40 years ago by cutting Gandhi also, civil disobedience. So, this kind of leadership might have been little enthusiasm for the time being, but actually what people gain by that.
But Sarpanch, Kripa Syamanta Kaleji, Samanirvanam, he thinks that way. The last moment he comes to that stage, he
That is very good, but one we should know also that so long, whatever he has done, that is from the blind platform. So nobody has gained it. And if it was on the real platform, then sarpam api asya dharmasya prayati mahatura. Krishna bhakti is such a nice thing that even there are many places it is confirmed that even a person in Krishna bhakti state falls down, being immature. Now what is the loss there? What is the loss there?
There is no loss, as Krishna says.
So that is it. Krishna bhakti, little done. And what does he gain if he does not take Krishna bhakti and does his duty? What does he gain? Abhajatang sadharmata. Abhajatang sadharmata. He strictly follows his occupational duty. But he is not a bhakta. What does he gain? Prakta sadhanmam charanam mujam bhaye. Can anyone score this verse?
This bhakti, sir, the bhakti is your swakarma tam abhyaksha. If you do the
that is the beginning. That is the beginning. That is also bhakti. But bhakti means he must be conscious that Krishna is my Lord, I have decided. That is the beginning of it.
Unless he is not conscious, how can he do work for it?
Yes, that is the beginning. Then it becomes purified more and more and more and more by sari. Sevan mukhi hi jivaha. Then he realizes his position. Same vastu. The more he advances in sevan mukhi, by service, God becomes revealed to him. And then buddhi-yogam dadamitam. Then as he becomes more confidential, then he is imparted buddhi yoga, means bhakti yoga. What is that bhakti yoga? Jena mam upajanti je. That bhakti yoga by which he can come back to me. Not back, bhakti yoga, which he remains here in this rotten place. Jena mam upajanti. Tisham chaturyuktana bhajatan pradipurva buddhi-yogam yadamitam. He can deceive that buddhi-yoga. What is that buddhi-yoga? Jena-māma-pujāti. So this is required. This is the ultimate goal.
So that buddhi-yoga which we have left undone in the previous birth, God, with His mercy, yeah, gives you that buddhi-yoga back.
That buddhi-yoga continues. If it is unfinished, unless the buddhi-yoga is complete, one is
then
not allowed. If one is not allowed, he remains within this material world, very opulent position, position like Indra, Chandra, Brahma. They are devotees, but not pure devotees. They have got some tinge for material enjoyment. Therefore, they are given big posts. One has become Brahma, one has become the king of heaven, one has become the king of moon, planet, sun, moon. They are not ordinary living beings.
You mean ananya bhakti, they are not ananya bhakti?
No, they had some thing that by bhakti I shall enjoy this material. And bhakti means annabhilasita sunno. I am not at all niskincha. Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajano unmukam. They don't care for this Brahma's post or Indra's post. They don't care.
Bhakti avivichari.
Bhakti
avivichari.
Kaivallam narakayate. For a devotee, this kaivalla sukha of the Mahavad, the impersonal,
is just like
nothing. It is the hell. For you. What is this nonsense? It is the hell. So we'll understand. Bhakti is so exalted. Kaivallanga narakayata. And heaven, tidasapura akasa puspaya. The heavenly planets, they are below the wish. Phantasmagoria, where is the bell? Kaivallanga narakayata. Tidasapura akasa puspaya. Duddhānta indra kāla sattva patali, karmi jñāni. Jñāni wants kaivalya. And karmi wants heavenly
life.
And the yogi, yogi wants to control the senses. So he says that, yes, we know the senses are very powerful. Duddhānta indra kāla sattva patali, indriya. It is just like snake. If you play with snake, you do not know. At any moment, death is there by biting. So although these indriyas are like snakes, kala sarpa, venomana serpent, but putkhata dhanatsa. We have, what is called? Extricated, no?
Extracted.
The fangs. What is it? The fancy nechakna, it may do like the useless. Similarly, for a devotee, the indriyas are dangerous. But because devotee, rishikena, rishikesa, they have engaged their indriyas in the service of the Lord, the fangs are chakna. Duddhanta indriya kala sattva patrali, prakhata dhanastraya. Vishyam purnam sukhaya. The whole universe for them is very happy. Everyone is saying it is very unhappy. For them it is very happy. Because he does not see anything which is not suitable for Krishna's service. Vishyam purnam sukhaya. Kaivallanga narakayate. Tidasapura akasa puspayate. Duddhanta. India, kāla-sattva-patvī-bhukhāla, viṣyaṁ pūrnam sukhāyata. The vidhi mahandra adishya kichar. And the post of vidhi means Brahma and Mahendra. What is this? Kichar. It is just like
birds.
Just like ordinary insects. He is also living in chicken. He is enjoying in his own capacity, he is enjoying. Vidhi mahandra adishya kichar. Jatkaranna katakha vaivavata gaurami vasthama. It happened so by the a little fragmental mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore I am offering my obeisances. Prabhulananda Saraswati. Jadanta India Kala Sarpapatuli Putkhatanastayate. Vishan Purnam Sukhayat. Vidhimanda Dishakitaya. Jatkaranna Katakha Vaivavatam. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. A little mercy will render all this. So what will do now that he has not said?
Well, he just said that I will not follow religion in the traditional sense.
That means another condition. From frying pan to the fire. Dharmena hina pasubhi sama. As soon as you give up religious principles, you are no better than animals. That means he will manufacture the same disease. I will not follow the traditional. This is their death block. That they always think that I am independent, I can manufacture my way, I can become happy in that way. They are always thinking. And in a meeting, hundreds of men clap, that is liberation. Now it is approved. And who is approving? And that is criticized by Bhagavatam. Samir Brahustakhari, Sangasuta Purushapas. These applaud, they are animals. And they are applauding another animal, that's a big animal. Savir Braha Ustakharai, Sangstuta, these ordinary persons, they are Pasu, and they are applauding. So the man who is applauded, he is another big Pasu.
Camels, asses.
Savir Braha Ustakharai, Sangstuta, Purusha Pasu.
Just like camel and ass, Ahorupa Mahodmani.
It is very difficult. Harabha bhaktasya kuto mahadvana. They may speak all these big, big words, and they have no qualification. Only disqualification is that they do not accept God as supreme, and His instruction is right.
They may be accepting God as supreme, but not their own imagination.
That is their imagination. God is canvassing, yes, I am here. Matta Parataram Nanya. Why don't you think I am supreme? But this rascal will never be. And still they write Gita Prabhachan. Very dangerous. Gita is spoken by God.
Sir, have you read this essay on Gita by Aurobindo?
Some person.
He wanted to prove
himself that he is Purushottam.
No, he is not Purushottam. He does not say that. Purushottam is really a reality in true sense and it is to be attained.
But his disciples say he is more
disciples
than.
Disciples have, you know, Shankar's disciples have.
And that means why he has created such nonsense. if the disciple says something wrong, that means he is also wrong. These people will never say that our Guru Maharaj is more than Krishna. They are not so nonsense. They will say, my Guru Maharaj is servant of Krishna and I am his son.
He has a Purushottam with a divya sarup. It cannot be anything which is infinite cannot be grasped by finite senses.
This is why the disciples say that Aurobindo is more than Krishna. This is their knowledge.
That means he's failed as a guru. He hasn't.
He could not give them right knowledge. Phalena parichayate. The parichaya is to be understood by the result. The disciple is the result. If they are so fools, then what is the guru?
That way only our Vaishnava parampara, this is Vallabhacharya, the whole lot is now divided.
They are criticizing us.
Alena Mahata, sir, this thing is destroyed by the heart. That is why God has to reincarnate himself again, to re-establish the Bhagavad Gita.
That is everywhere. If you don't mind that your Swami Narayan is also there.
All of them, they are reason. That is why, regeneration is created by God, again by reincarnation.
They create a cheap God. A real God they reject. That is.
Swaminarayan said, that Krishna tad avatara dhyaya tad pratimapta natu nrupa nrudevajya brahma brahma vidobhisa. So only to worship Krishna, nobody sees. But unfortunately the disciples, suppose these disciples tomorrow…
That's the same thing. If the disciples are rascals, then what is the guru?
The disciples will call Guru Krishna again. That is what happens in all the other Vaishnavas. Even they say, Vallabhacharya Mahaprabhu in place of Krishna. That is wrong. No. Yatha deve para bhakti, tatha guru. That is fact. Then and then you can get the real, shaktipat of guru in you and realize God. But then.
No, these things are happening. Vallabhacharya, there's a long history behind it. They call him Mahaprabhu to make competition with real Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
Vallabhacharya was disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not disciple, very admirer. But when he criticized him strongly on account of his attacking Siddhar Swami.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu differs in philosophy from Madhvacharya.
Yes. But they are friends, Vallabhacharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he wanted to present his Subodhini Tika to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he will find better than Siddhar Swami.
That is the highest.
So he became very well dissatisfied. Because friendly, he says that if you don't accept Swami, then you are Vaishya. These words irritated. Swami Deva Nahi Mane Vaishya Valare. These are these words.
Vallabhacharya's establishment of his own, family tradition, family members as these. Parampara is wrong. That is why the whole system has degenerated.
Yes, not Shishya Parampara.
Shishya Parampara is the right. The same thing is happening in Swaminarayan Sampradaya, they have degenerated. Because Swaminarayan actually put his two nephews as acharyas. That was wrong. heading in south with Ramanujacharya Devagata Sishya Parampara. But they have also degenerated. I mean, this system, please.
No, sons also may become Sishya, but why he is qualified? Otherwise, why?
These Alvars were the real fellows, the real Bhaktas. They had this Sishya Parampara in true
sense. Sishyancha Putrancha. There is no defined, but not because he is Sishya of such person or Putra of such person. Not like that. Either Sishya or Putra.
But the Guru, Sishya is as good as Putra, more than a Putra. To a real Guru, Sishya is more than a Putra.
Yes, for Guru there is no defined. But the real thing is qualification. That Gotra, our Gotra, that is applicable to the Sishya and to the Putra.
That is when Sishya Parampara, they have got that ananda or
Gotra, just like Gautam Gotra, Kashyap Gotra. This Gotra means this family either Sishya or Putra. That's why Gautam Gotra, there are many Brahmanas, Kshatriyas. So those are Brahmanas, that means Putras. And those are Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, they are Sishyas. But the Gotra is the same. So you can go down.